Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Folks who know me recognize that I have embraced a mantra that serves me well in my retirement. Two words, lighten up. For the first 42 years of my career in newspaper journalism, I had to be serious. When I retired from full-time employment at The Blade in 2007, I had an epiphany. I could keep writing editorials about corporate excess, congressional failures, bureaucratic scandals, elections gone bad, potholes, sewer line breaks, and crime in the streets, and I'd fall asleep at the keyboard. Or I could take a different approach. I decided to stop wringing my hands in anguish and try having some fun, especially on topics nobody else is bothering with. So it's in that spirit that I salute the contribution to my enlightenment from Toledoan Thomas Shane, who reached out to me with an idea that takes lighten up to a different level. He too has adopted a mantra, and it goes like this, slowly, slowly, slowly. In other words, folks of a certain age should never rush into a task. Never do quickly and recklessly what can be done cautiously and at a slow pace. Before you attempt any chore that involves risk, stop for a moment, he says, and remind yourself to freeze in place and say, either silently or out loud, slowly, slowly, slowly. Mr. Shane insists that his safety chant, a term he coined, really works by forcing us to be mindful of the risk involved in navigating daily life, not to mention climbing a ladder, carrying a heavy box downstairs to the basement, or lifting the dog into the car for a trip to the vet. I cannot verify his theory and will have to wait to field test it myself next time I have to change the batteries in an overhead smoke detector and the ladder's beginning to wobble. Mr. Shane's email included a graphic featuring the chant and the outline of a human hand urging caution to those who have not yet embraced the notion of risk aversion. His hope is that slowly, slowly, slowly will evolve into a household maxim across the land, an outcome that he believes will become reality if an article he has written for AARP magazine actually gets published. The importance of due and deliberate thought is not a concept for which Mr. Shane takes credit. In fact, he reaches all the way back to the great bard himself, William Shakespeare, who wrote in Romeo and Juliet, Act 2, Scene 3, "Go wisely and slowly. Those who rush stumble and fail." End of quote. I think it was in reference to young Romeo's pursuit of the lovely Juliet. Today we would say, cool your jets, but it is a different context Mr. Shane seeks to emphasize. It's possible that I skipped English lit class the day my professor discussed Act 2. If I may abuse the intent of the bard's own words, oh, Mr. Walton, wherefore art thou? So I'll take Mr. Shane's word for it. I am, however, reminded of another Shakespeare quote that applies here. How poor are they that do not have patience? That was uttered by Iago in the tragedy of Othello. In fact, I think I'll print that one out and paste it to the top step of my ladder. Ignoring the message and its wise advice could produce its own one-act tragedy.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.